Good evening. This is John Batchelor. Tonight the show begins in New York City. The story is depopulation. Since the 2020 census, New York City, according to the Census Bureau, has lost over 550,000 population left the city. Conversation with Harry Siegel of the city.nyc, an online journal of the city I recommend. Those who have left are not from Manhattan. They're from the boroughs, the middle class, 550,000 or more since 2020. That is not a good trend, and it speaks to the disorder that remains in the city or the perception of the disorder. We then move to a conversation with Jeff Bliss, completely different story about Las Vegas, getting the Oakland A's, building a stadium that will be ready in 3 more years. Meanwhile, the A's need a place to play. There are some minor league parks they can try in Utah and Nevada. In any event, they're going to get a beautiful setting for baseball in a city that's remaking itself with entertainment, sports contests, and glamour, Las Vegas. There will also be a very exciting high-speed train running from Los Angeles area to Las Vegas. My colleague Jeff Bliss said it's about a four-hour drive, and this train can probably make it in about 2 hours. We joked about having a poker game on board for 2 hours, or slots machines for entertaining you for the 2 hours you ride in high-speed rail right up the middle of the highway that goes there. Cars on both sides, and the train speeding along, called Brightline. And then with Gene Marks of Small Business America, we discuss the producer costs. Gene's been traveling from Texas to Florida to California, speaking to small business associations, and they are no longer complaining about not having enough employees. They're complaining about the cost of their materials. The producer price index showed inflation, and it's still there, and it will be for some time. Then a conversation with Gene about getting ready for artificial intelligence, AI, for small businesses to make it their friend, to get their books ready, to prepare themselves, to make a statement. It's a very thorough analysis, Gene, lends to getting ready for AI. Selena Zito of the Keystone Report, Washington Examiner, joins to talk about Sherrod Brown running for re-election in Ohio and how Sherrod Brown has lost the confidence of the working class people in the eastern part of Ohio, Mahoning Valley. Why? The party's changed. The Democratic Party's changed over these last years, and the working class, I'm told, has not, making Ohio a redder and redder state. Then Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, my friend Jim McTague, he mentions that while Lancaster has lots of manufacturing jobs, the young people to fill them can't afford the rents in the area, a mismatch. Gary Gensler and the SEC are looking into greenhouse gases. Why? Because they want the firms that they supervise, the publicly traded firms, to establish reporting to investors about the risks that they entail in their endeavors with greenhouse gases, with climate change. I can't explain all of it. Richard Epstein is here. He's written about it, not happily. We also speak of TikTok being banned, which Richard finds an unneeded, unacceptable, unknown threat, TikTok. And then Ann Stevenson Yang joins to explain her new book, Wild Ride, A Short History of the Opening and Closing of the Chinese Economy. She was there through the rise in the early part of this century, the peak, and now on the decline, and why. Real estate, bad business plan, subsidies, one-party control, non-transparency, you understand. It's not market economy. It's not capitalism as I understand it, where there's competition. It's a one-party state that values surveillance, security, control far over profits or investment or growth. On the decline. Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution apprises the California primary some week past. Winner and loser at the same time, Adam Schiff. Because Adam Schiff ran ads that boosted Steve Garvey. Steve Garvey is now nominally ahead in the polls. Very strange. A famous Los Angeles Dodger first baseman, Steve Garvey, whom I celebrate. And he'll have a lot of time to talk Dodger. Dodgers are in Korea, I learned, playing exhibition games. They'll be back for the opening day of the season in Los Angeles. And then Lorenzo Fiore of the Insado Foundation from Milano reports that the Falcon has come back, or the Falcon's daughter, perched on top of the very famous skyscraper in Milan with a camera that points at the mom and the four fledglings, the Falcon of Milan, bringing good luck because the Italian economy is soaring, especially in comparison to France and Germany. An odd turn of affairs, good for Giorgia Meloni's government. Bob Zimmerman reports on the success of SpaceX and what happens next. Also on Voyager 1, momentarily losing coherent communication, Bob estimated Voyager 1 is out there 15 billion miles beyond the demarcation of the solar system into interstellar space. The communication was garbled, but maybe it's coming back online. We hope so. Viger, call home. Here's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.